You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Man, that's some fizzy.
Hmm.
Welcome, Kristen, to Cocktail Corner.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah,
Sam's
really
in the wings as well, we should just mention. Just the lay of the room. Sam's on the other side of the desk.
Saturday Sam.
There's a desk in the room also, we should say.
Sam was down at Shadows earlier, enjoying a $8 hamburger and chips.
And now he's rewarded himself with a smile.
He's stoked after that big cricket win.
I think we've covered that off.
Yeah.
Kristen, you've brought the orange-flavoured alcohol, what that I like.
I did. I brought Cointreau this time.
Cointreau.
Yeah, so there's quite a few different kind of orange liqueurs, right? There's Triple Sec, there's Grand Marnier,
That was a paradox, by the way.
This is really the orange liqueur to rule them all.
Yeah, this is the high shelf. Only the best for you.
Okay. Some sort of Lord of the Rings.
Just have a little.
I know what it smells like, and I'm going to have a smell because I know that you enjoy people smelling the drinks, John.
Yeah, so today we are making we're making a whiskey margarita.
Excuse me.
We have this white whiskey from Thompson's,
mm-hmm.
And it's called a Whiskeying It Up in Margaritaville.
Oh, white whiskey.
Yeah, so white whiskey. So I don't know if anybody's, you know,
it's
really
rushed. It's just rushed whiskey, really. You don't have to do the barrel thing and doesn't have to make friends with the woody wine barrel.
Yeah, but this one actually, so this is a special bottle from Matt. It is a bit
smoky. I just missed that.
Sorry, that was Matt. On me.
He could do it.
That was almost Toy Story, yes.
So this isn't like his two-tone, which is a bit smoother. This is a little bit like, it's a little smoky. So Livin' La Vida.
Has a real
whiskey.
Moonshine vibe about it.
I know, it has like a little handwritten note on the side.
Straight out the coppers.
Unaged spirit, so fresh and so clean. What it says on the back there.
We all hope to start our day like that, right?
I'll cue that up.
All right. So we squeezed a lime in everybody's glass. We have rocks glasses. We have new glasses for the office. I found some matching glasses.
There's no reason to provide BFM with glasses, Kristen. We've got enough.
We can't drink out of coffee mugs.
Here already.
I know, but I felt like
it's free stuff.
And they all match. Because we always comment that that the glasses don't match. Well, now they do. So now we have to find another thing to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, so we have 60 mils of the whiskey in a rocks glass with a squeeze. The lime's already squeezed in there with ice. Now, the thing about this is the original recipe calls for half as much, like, so you put 60 mils of the whiskey and 30 mils of the Cointreau and 30 mils of lime, but the Cointreau is way too strong. So what I'm doing is I'm going 30 mils with the Cointreau and then 60 with the lime.
You're adapting it. Is it pretty normal for people to kind of like, with recipe books and stuff, just amend them a bit to what they
like.
Yeah,
to taste.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To taste.
Because not everybody's into the exact same,
like, straight recipe books that they've written down themselves kind of thing. Are any sort of mums out there kicking out that much ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one.
I do remember my mum jotting in quite a ratty book, you know?
Oh, yeah. And schools used to put them out, too.
Yeah, imagine they're going to get flour and butter all over them.
I've got one from manual and intermediate school there, you know, making
some good
recipes. I don't know.
Bring it in. Bring it in, man. I want to have a look inside. Little left-handed early
sweet.
John boy.
We've got manual on Tuesday. Manual.
But that's what you would do in school, is everyone would bring their mom's recipes, and then the school would put out a recipe book. I mean, not for cocktails. Except in maybe the 70s, right?
What are you doing right now, by the way? You're putting some
lime in there.
Cordial in the drink.
Yeah, so the rose is lime. And then we can mix it up. Yeah.
That is a savage stir you've got there.
I know. I think the pineapple one disappeared after we talked about it on air.
Just be careful. Just keep your eye on it.
Like the second biggest knife at BFM stir those drinks.
Oh,
everyone out there in Radio Land.
It's no joke.
Oh, yes. Always be careful with your knives.
Are you garnishing it with lime?
And you want to garnish it with a lime?
Oh, wait, lime in season, of course, now. Very cheap in New Zealand.
Managed to catch a price on those limes, or are they wild?
I think I caught it. I think I caught it last time. It was like okay. $3.50 for five.
Still the same price and same bag. Okay. So they're staying quite fresh as well.
They are. No, now I got a new bag. All right. Hopefully this is.
Just confirming the new bag is the same price as the old bag.
Are we cheersing to the Black Caps victory here? Yeah.
Do you want to pass one on, John? Or you just
like he's still got the
little. He's like on a.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow.
Sam Smith.
Cheers.
Big news.
What is
cheers,
that?
Everyone.
Cheers.
I don't speak wow, Sam. Actually, I do.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
See, if you double the lime, then it doesn't. Because the Cointreau is a. Because when triple sec is a little bit thinner, but the Cointreau is like kind of a thicker kind of a liqueur. So if you.
This
if
is
you
a bit of a sleeper
lime,
little drink. If you look at it, it just looks kind of like a flat lift with the right garnishes. But I tell you what, it's got a little bit of a punch.
And you can also rim this. You can also rim it with salt.
Yeah,
but I don't really like that.
Spritz a little tequila in there.
You could.
This has got some real horsepower, but easy to drink. That's the thing. You're just like,
yeah,
yeah. Spill, I'm gonna let
my ice
melt a little bit and just kind of sit on this for a while.
Just let your ice melt responsibly.
Yeah. So what I tried to do is I was like, oh, maybe I can put a little bit of fizzy water in it.
Yeah, spritz it.
And you Tennis. Could do that. So I tried a little bit of watermelon spritz, and it was okay, but I didn't really want to. I didn't want to bring that today. I thought that would be, it was getting a little bit complicated. I had to keep it simple.
How you said watermelon. Have you considered making cocktails with Arizona fruit drinks?
I have. You know, I ordered some special when you mentioned it.
Because they do a lovely watermelon.
Yeah, it's super sweet.
It is very sweet.
Yeah, so I've been kind of doing like a half watermelon cooler than a half like a hopped or whatever, just to cut that sweet. But I thought that would be, because that watermelon cooler has a little bit of a deeper taste,
right?
And then it would start getting way too many layers, I think.
We've had a sighting from Mike Havoc. What we called that earlier, actually. Somebody saw Mike have 2 weeks past a top lion rock yelling into a southwesterly squall. Yep. Sounds legit.
That sounds like a...
Shirt's off, probably.
A real sighting.
It's a whiskey...
Sam, off mic, they're just asking the name of the drink.
The name of the drink, for now, unless somebody else wants to rename it, it's Whiskeying Away in Margaritaville.
I like that. Yeah, it's good.
Mine is just definitely hit the spot with the ice. Just a little, you know, kind of the ice melting a touch.
Yeah, that's why I put it in a little bit early.
Mm-hmm. Shout out this Thompson White Rye, by the way.
Yeah, so this White Rye is very... I mean, you can it's strong. It's not, but not like tequila strong, but it is.
Cheers.
Yeah. A little bit. It's a little bit deeper.
Cheers, Sam.
More defined.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone.
Yeah.
Cheers to everyone.
Happy Thursday. Stay safe out there.
Take cheers as seriously, John, please. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, Kristen, you're just every time so consistent with the crazy drink flavors.
I aim to please. Good music, too.
It's good to get out of the house.
John's eating ice as well.
Was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.